Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is repent, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 12 and 13. But while in deep distress, Manasseh sought the Lord his God and sincerely humbled himself before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed, the Lord listened to him and was moved by his request. So the Lord brought Manasseh back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh finally realized that the Lord alone is God. As I thought about what to share today, I looked back at our anchor scripture that was used in the last episode and realized from it yet another beautiful message. You know how the Bible says that the Old Testament is a shadow of the New? Well, Manasseh went into captivity and could not help himself. He had been held captive by one of the most powerful nations on the earth, and there was no human way that he could get out of Babylon. He was even lucky that he hadn't been killed. As I pondered on this scripture, I realized that Manasseh's condition captures the conditions of human beings generally. We are born right into captivity, the captivity of the enemy. The Bible tells us this clearly in Colossians 1:13, that as humans, we come factory packaged in captivity to darkness. This captivity we cannot free ourselves from. So in came Jesus to rescue us from the dominion of darkness. In came Jesus to rescue us from the pit that we have found ourselves. In came Jesus to restore us to our original place of kingship, but with one condition: that we come to the same kind of realization Manasseh came to at the end of our anchor scripture, that we realize that Jesus is Lord, that he rescued us by paying a ransom of his own blood, and by sincerely repenting and turning away in the opposite direction from our old way of life and existence. Listen to the way the Bible puts it in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This morning, I'm calling on two categories of people to take an action. First, if you have already accepted the Lordship of Jesus and you are walking in the Spirit, please take a moment to truly appreciate God for the window of salvation he made available to you. Take a few minutes this morning to thank him from the bottom of your heart. If Jesus did not die, there is no euphemistic way of describing what would have become of us. We would have been in big trouble. So take a few minutes to just thank God for the great mercy he showed us in Christ Jesus. The second category of people I will love to address this morning are those who have never accepted Jesus as Lord. Please, let this be the day you reconsider your stance. God made Jesus, who didn't know sin, to become sin so that you may be made righteous. There is no amount of activity you can do to get out of the captivity you are in now. Jesus has, however, done all the work, and all you need to do is believe, truly believe, and confess him as Lord. If you feel that this is a decision you will like to take, and I pray from my heart that this is you, please say this prayer after me and reach out to me privately afterwards. Dear Lord, I admit that I am a sinner. I was born with the very nature of sin. I have done things that do not measure up to your standard, and I cannot rescue myself from this captivity. I repent this morning. I ask you to please forgive me. I believe now that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now and ask that you take control of my life. I give it to you willingly. From this day forward, help me to live every day for you and in a way that pleases you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you because I know now that I will spend all eternity with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed or if you prayed that prayer, please reach out to me privately on any of our social media platforms. You could drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.